Amen. God is good and all the time. God is what? Good. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to share tonight. I don't know how many session this would be, but I'm going to share God wants you healed and made whole, and He wants you to walk in what He have given you. Then we're going to tell you how to do it on a consistent base. Amen. I want to talk about what He did. And in this day and hour in which we live, we see so much pain, suffering. Amen. And we find so many excuses why that is going on. We hear stuff growing up, but we're going to find out what the word says, and we're going to embrace that. So what I'm going to do tonight, and I'm pretty sure I read several scripture, and I want to, by the Spirit of God, the help of the Holy Ghost, I'll make it real simple. I'll make it real plain. So I don't care how simple you are, how educated you are, you can get this. So you settle this thing in your heart. God is real. God is true. God is my Father. He loves me. There's nothing He hasn't done. There's nothing He won't give, because He's given it. I can receive anything and everything for my life. I don't care what it is. We eliminate so much stuff. I don't care if my big toenail is broke off, He'll replace that. I don't care what it is. But we have allowed so many things, and then we allow so many distractions. Anything, any little thing. But in this place, we're going to glorify Him. Can I get some witnesses in this place? Amen. We're going to give Him all the glory. We're going to believe Him with above everything else, anybody else. If anybody else is talking and they're not saying what God's saying, they're just noise. Can you agree with that?
Amen.
He have given me everything. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. And so God wants you to receive what He have done. He wants you healed more than you wanted. He don't want you hurting anymore. He don't want you struggling anymore. He is your Father. Now listen to, and like I said, we're going to look at several scripture. And this is what He prayed. Our text. This is what He said. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Before we do that, let me give another one. Let me show you what He said. We'll come to that right away. But let's do it. Let me do it this way. Give me Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Keep going. Let them not depart from mine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. What are they? Life to those that find them. And help to all their flesh. So that means if you break off your toenail, he want it back. He want to put it back right. If something happened, now listen, I'm telling you how detailed God is and how he loves you. But if we ignore these things, we go without them. If something happened to get your left eyelash, now where the eyebrow, he wanted it back. You know why? Because he made you with it. Yeah. He gave it to you.
Amen.
He didn't give you one ear, one right ear and the left ear missing. He wants you to have both ears.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, how do you do it? And I'm going to go in more detail, but I want to show you his side first. And I just gave you a step how to do it and what you must do. Because in redemption, in resurrection, in a seating at the right hand of the Father, there was nothing. There was not anything left out. Everything, you are what? A spirit. We have a soul. We live where? We live on planet Earth. Right? He fixed it. Adam blew it. He allowed an outlaw, an enemy, an adversary, a destroyer. We have talked about that. The scripture, we read that. Thief cometh not before, for what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants to take your peace. He wants you upset. He wants you. Can I just go down the list of stuff and y'all not get offended? He wants you to have plenty of money. He don't want you overweight. He wants you grouchy. He don't want you selfish. He wants you loving, kind, joyful. Stand firm on the word of God. He don't want you ignorant, getting in stuff, trying to have fun, because he said, I got all the fun you could ever have. I got so much fun, you'll never exhaust the fun I have. The devil lure you into having fun, and he lure you over there and kill you and make you suffer while you're dying. So let's look at some things. Matthew, go ahead and put up Matthew 6, 9, and 10. This is King James. Look what it says. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In earth, how? Is there any sickness in heaven? Is there any lack in heaven?
No, sir.
Is there any fussing and fighting in heaven?
No, sir.
Is there any strife?
No, sir.
Is there any pain and all kind of disease in heaven?
No, sir.
And it's his will for this to be on earth, in earth. We know we have an enemy, but he wants that to happen in you. While you live on earth, he wants you to have that. Because we are his, what, earthling vessels. Would you agree?
Amen. Amen.